I'm going to talk to you about five things that nobody wants to know. A friend of mine in Suva, where I live, was always afraid to visit a doctor. And there was nothing really wrong with him, but he was always afraid that the doctor would discover some illness of which he knew nothing. A serious illness, in fact, from which he might die. He was a man who couldn't face truth. Hence, he avoided the very man who could help him. You may not be suffering from any disease of your body, but do you know that every one of us is subject to something far worse than physical illness, the disease of the soul? The state of your body, after all, is not really a matter of very great importance, but the state of your heart and soul is a matter you cannot afford to neglect. But it is on this very point that so very few of us are willing to face the truth. If you are ill, you will ask a doctor for advice, and if you are wise, you will listen to what he has to say. But to whom will you turn for advice regarding the state of your soul? Now, there is only one who can tell you that, and that is God. In the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, God has plainly revealed the state of every man's soul. And if ever you want to dwell in his presence, then you must first of all be willing to listen to what God has to say about your present needs. A doctor cannot cure you unless you go to him for advice. And God cannot save you unless you acknowledge the need of your soul. Here then briefly are five things that God has to say concerning the spiritual state of all people in the world. One, God declares that the soul of man is sinful, evil, unclean, that people are lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. The Lord Jesus Christ said that out of the heart of man proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adultery, fornication, wickedness. There are dozens of words used to describe the sins of the soul. Stealing, lying, swearing, drunkenness, pride, anger, selfishness, and so on. Why do people do these things? Because sin already exists as a disease in the heart, and nothing that you or I can do can ever improve the corrupt and evil state of our souls. The Bible says that people who commit sin are the slaves of sin. They have no power to overcome this desperate and powerful disease of the soul. Secondly, God declares in his word that because of sin, people are actually living in a state of death. You will probably say that nobody is really dead until the heart stops beating. This, of course, is true concerning your body, but it is not true concerning your soul. God says the person who loves sin and lives in sin is, in fact, spiritually dead. His body may be alive, but his soul is dead. It has no life. True life can only be found when God imparts to you his own divine, eternal life. A man who lives apart from God has no real life at all. That is why the Lord Jesus said that we need to be born again. A doctor may be able to keep you from dying for some years, but God, the great physician, is able to impart life to a person who is already dead. The third thing nobody wants to know is that God declares that because of sin, people are guilty, condemned in his sight. He that believeth not the Son, we read, is condemned already. A man may break the law of the land and escape from the police, but no person can escape from the just and true judgment of God. Someday, God is going to judge the world, and all whose sins have not been forgiven will be shut out of his kingdom forever. The Lord Jesus said, "Every idle word that man shall speak, he shall give account thereof in the day of judgment." Have you ever spoken an idle, careless word? Then you are guilty and condemned in the sight of God. The fourth thing the Bible says about sinful men is that they are without God in the world. Some time ago in Fiji, where I normally live, a boat with a number of people on board ran into a severe storm. Thinking that all hope was lost, the captain and all on board left the ship to its fate and sailed away in the lifeboat, and all were lost. The ship, however, did not sink, and weeks later it was found drifting about the ocean, rolling helplessly in the waves, blown here and there with every breath of wind. That ship without a captain is like a man without God, passing aimlessly through life, no harbor to aim for, no captain to guide. The fifth and last thing God says about all those who love sin is that they are without hope. In these days of medical science, there is hope of recovery from almost every form of sickness, but no doctor on earth can heal the disease of sin. God declares in his word that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.